What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
36-6. Just try to wrap your mind around that. This is what your Milwaukee Bucks team sits at right now today, after yet again another victory. This one against the New York Knicks. In pretty short order did the Bucks do this one, especially coming out of the break at recess. A 43-point third period, and the Bucks just put it on New York tonight, who was definitely shorthanded, by the way. Frank Ntilikina did not play. Marcus Morris Jr., who sits just second to George Hill in three-point percentage on the season. Dennis Smith Jr. did not play. So an already wimpy New York Knicks team comes into Fiserv Forum to play the number one team in the NBA. You knew they had no chance, and then you just add that on, add a little insult to injury, and the Milwaukee Bucks were able to put Dragan Bender in the game in the first quarter, or in the first half. So you know exactly how this one played out for the Milwaukee Bucks. This stat line is just simply ridiculous. Welcome in Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch. Going to be joined by Sidney Moncrief, the Hall of Famer, here in a couple of minutes from right now. You can also join us at 414-799-1250 and get in line as we're talking Bucks here. On to the second half of the NBA season, and just how into this Bucks team, how much have you paid attention to this run that they are on, which currently is the best run in franchise history? We knew they were going to be good. We knew they were going to be rather dominant. Did you expect what you're seeing by this Milwaukee Bucks team? 414-799-1250. Because I didn't know exactly what to expect when I first took over this position as the Bucks postgame show host. To be completely honest with you, I didn't. I knew they were going to be really good. I knew they had the reigning MVP. I don't know if I expected Giannis to get this much better. And I definitely could not have asked for them to be on the best run in franchise history to start out a year and be on pace to win 70 games, something that only two teams in the history of this league have done. 414-799-1250. If you're leaving Fiserv Forum, want to hear from you as well. 21 minutes, 37 points, 9 boards, 4 assists. Giannis played 21 minutes tonight and went 12 of 17, 3 of 5 from downtown, 10 of 12 from the foul line. After tweaking the ankle in the first couple of minutes of the game, Bucks jet out in this game. They were up 14 early. In the first 4.5 minutes of the game, led it 18-4 and simply never looked back against the New York Knicks tonight. Here at Fiserv Forum, they continue to be just dominant at home. Now they sit at 19-2 at home with a huge game coming up on Thursday, and I cannot wait to be in here on Thursday night with Sidney Moncrief as well, as he is tonight, the Pro Basketball Hall of Famer joining us on the Big and Safe Pro Hoops Postgame
Show. It's time to get the perspective of tonight's game from a Hall of Famer.
I love the city of Milwaukee, the Bucks organization.
A Bucks legend.
It's all about the game, and I'm just blessed to be a part of the great game of basketball.
Sidney Moncrief joins the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
He's a Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, and his number 4 hangs in the rafters at Fiserv Forum. Sidney Moncrief joining us now on the Big and Safe Pro Hoops Postgame Show. Sidney, appreciate the time as always, and these games are fun. When Giannis, I mean, he could have given out his shoes to a young child maybe in the middle of the third quarter the way that they blew past the New York Knicks tonight.
Can you believe that? 37 points. And 21 or 22 minutes, 23 minutes.
It's just incredible to see that kind of stat line, that kind of efficiency out of Sidney. I think he's by far the best finisher in the league, but the polish that he has put on his game at such a young age is remarkable.
And his patience. Patience, discipline. He's not forcing his shots. He's staying within his skill set. He's making the outside shot a little bit more, but he's not depending on the outside shot, which he should not do, because he's too long, athletic, and dominant inside, and he has struck the right balance offensively.
When you're in a groove like this, right, and with the amount of runs that you had as an all-star, and I know you had to get into a pocket where you felt just basically unguardable. A couple of nights ago, Giannis had one of his more difficult, trying nights of the year, and he's answered the bell by being dominant the last three times out. What is that like when you have a performance that you know, to your standards, just wasn't good enough, and you want to come out and show everybody the next couple of times out?
It's a mindset. If you're a great player and you're a leader of a ball club, you're not going to play perfect, or you're not going to have good games every night. Teams are setting their defense to make it difficult for you offensively and also on the defensive end. And when you have a game that the opponent gets the best of you, which will happen, you just readjust mentally and get your mindset back in the attack mode that I will not be denied. And he started in the first quarter early, the first two or three minutes, the way he took the ball to the basket, especially in transition, and made plays. He was telling the Knicks that I'm going to get my game back on track tonight, and he did.
And it's going to happen against you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. That's got to be a demoralizing feeling as an opponent, knowing this guy is in a zone, and guys, we better watch out because he's not getting out of it anytime soon.
Give the Bucks his teammates credit also, because I felt their defense throughout the game set the tone for Giannis to have a very good game, because they ran off transition quite a bit early and got him in the open court where he could create space and make baskets. And that's because the Bucks defense was so good in those first 5 to 6 minutes of the ball game.
Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Sidney Moncrief, the voice you're hearing right there, Pro Hoops Hall of Famer here joining us. Number 4 hangs in the rafters at Fiserv Forum. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch, but frankly, no one cares when there's a Hall of Famer on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline with us. Sidney, you talked about the teammates being efficient, and efficient, I think, is just the perfect word to describe what Chris Middleton has done this year. Another nice night tonight, 6 of 9 shooting. The point total of 17, I think, can be deceiving when you're talking about how efficient and crisp Chris Middleton has been in the last couple of weeks.
Giannis Middleton started the game off with the right tone, and it was all in the paint. And I think Middleton did hit a 3-point shot, but mostly penetration. His defense was solid. And you know what impressed me about the Bucks tonight? Even though they were up by 28, 30 points, they were still defending, contesting shots, moving the basketball. They were playing the game the right way. And that shows a team that's very disciplined and focused and ready to do well in the playoffs.
Now, not just because you were one of the best Bucks of all time, Sidney, but being the defensive player that you were, are the Bucks maybe your favorite team to watch from the standpoint of, in this NBA where it can be so up and down, it can be so fast-paced, they are still a defensive-first-minded ball club?
They are my favorite team. They were my favorite team last year, and for two reasons. One, defensively, they played the game the right way. They help each other on defense. They rotate well, and they protect the paint, and they contest shots. You must contest shots. Open shots beat you in the NBA. And the second reason is the fact they move the basketball. They're very unselfish, and Giannis sets the tone for that. When he's unselfish and moving the basketball, the other players on the team will pick up on that. You get more assists, more points, and more happy players because everybody wants to score. And when you're playing this way, everyone will have an opportunity to score points.
22.5 points a game, sitting there back in 1982 and 83. Everybody likes to score points, Sidney Moncrief, and that's the most fun part about it. But when everybody can score, it makes it a little bit more fun. And they do share the wealth on this basketball team, assisting plenty.
They do. They have a ton of shooters, and it starts with the ability to run an offense and to put the defense at a disadvantage to where they have to react and put them in a rotation stage. Now they're scrambling, they're rotating, and the more you move the basketball, the better shots you will get because the defense just, at some point, they can't scramble for 24 seconds. They're going to break down, and that's when you get the shot that you want.
Sidney, the depth of this basketball team is always fun to watch. And somebody that I know you've known for a while in Ersan Ilyasova continues to be a fan favorite for his work off the bench. But just the little things that he does. He had a great game tonight offensively. But the little things that he does on both ends, I think, are what make him very endearing to Bucks fans, because he's the blue-collar player that I feel that all people in the city of Milwaukee would be if they believe that they would want to be if they could play in the NBA, which we all wish we could, and no, we can't.
And I think Ersan, because people remember him when I coached the Bucks, and they knew how he played the game, and they watched him evolve into a more consistent player, a player that can now play in the clutch and make plays. He was always a good defensive player as far as taking charges, being in the right place, and getting those critical rebounds. So we have seen him come full circle, and I think that's why the Bucks fans embrace him so much.
Sidney Moncrief talking about Bucks basketball with us here on The Fan. Now, Sidney, you guys had some great teams in the 80s, but can you try to put into context of what 36 out of the first 42 games in the W column is like? I mean, that is just an incredible feat that people in the city of Milwaukee have been able to see their Bucks do so far.
I've never done it, so I couldn't deal. I couldn't tell you. I know we've had very good teams. We had, obviously, I think, deeper teams and teams that had Hall of Fame and All-Star type players. However, I do know one thing. When you're in a groove and you're playing well, the game slows down. It becomes so easy for you, and you go out every night. I'm going to say this. I know it's going to sound not very smart, but you expect to win.
Right. Well, I wake up and expect to watch the Bucks to win. I think that's where, from a fan perspective, if you're enjoying this, Sidney, I wake up every morning that I do one of these post-game shows excited because I get to talk on the radio and I like hearing myself talk, but I expect to watch my favorite team win the game, and that's fun. I don't know how you don't enjoy that. It's incredible.
And I know it sounds redundant because people are saying, well, you always expect to win games, but you're in a different place when you're playing this well. You not only expect to win, you are enjoying the experience of playing every second you're on the basketball court.
Sidney Moncrief talking Bucks basketball here with us on the Big and Safe Pros postgame show. Also will be joining us coming up on Thursday night as the Bucks take on the Boston Celtics, which I know you have a lot of memories of that rivalry. It appears that it is back, Sidney Moncrief, with these two clubs nowadays, the postseasons they've had the last couple of times, and the first meeting this year. It just doesn't seem, with a Bucks fan I like, these teams don't necessarily like each other very much.
No, they don't, and the Celtics have not played as well or as consistently as we know the last couple of weeks. Is something about playing this Bucks team, though, that will bring out the best in their players and expect a battle. However,
I like
the Bucks
it.
Are their best player. They have the best players. Mm-hmm. They're the best team, and they should win the game.
Sidney, now, back when you guys were doing your thing, the arena was the place to be. And I know doing the big show with Gary Ellerson, he talks about his Packer teammates coming down and taking in a couple of battles. We saw a couple of green and gold players at the Fiserv tonight. You remember any of that good crosstalk? Now, I know the Packers weren't the kind of team that they are now back when you were playing, but did you guys ever do that and maybe go on up to Green Bay on a couple of days off or vice versa, see them come down here and check you guys out at the Mecca?
I was so locked into the game that I don't know. I'm sure they did. I've watched the Packers play on TV, but it was too cold for me to be outside watching football. I'm sorry. I'm a basketball guy, Bill. Don't ask me about watching football outside. I just can't do that much. But we had a lot of respect for the Packers and the Brewers when we were in the 80s. Because we had mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beautiful when you support each other. That's beautiful.
That type of support, yeah, growing up in the city, it's cool when you see the Brewers at a Bucks game. Like last year, you saw Craig Counsell and like the whole team having a suite and some Packer players having a suite. That kind of camaraderie, I think it's different with the fan base here in Wisconsin, and there's a little bit of a different connection, I think, with the fans and the teams that play here in the state of Wisconsin. Talking to Sidney Moncrief, Hall of Famer here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for a couple of more minutes. Sidney, a lot has been made about Kyle Korver being able to come over and be somewhat of a player coach and help changing some players' habits, shooting the basketball, practice shooting the basketball. When you're a player of that ilk and you've been around for that long, is there a different way that your message or a different value your message carries in a locker room because of the longevity a player like him has had in this league?
I think he does. He's such a iconic player. But make no mistake about it, the superstar of the team will carry the most weight.
Sure.
The superstar will carry the most weight. The veteran players that have been through it, your style is very, you're observant, you're not intrusive, but you're open to people approaching you or giving younger players information that they might seek or they might need. And that's a delicate balance between being available and being overbearing. I think he's more available for players, and he has a lot of knowledge of how to win basketball games, and I'm sure he's sharing it with the other players.
That's a great way to put it, because you there's so much going on in these guys' lives, so much going on in a pro athlete's headspace, being able to take care of their own business and blocking out other things. I like how you said that there's a way to be overbearing and a way to kind of lead by example sometimes and know maybe when you have to take a break and take a step off and just let guys know that you're available.
I think the difference now, as opposed to years ago, players have maybe more opportunities to develop relationships, not only during the season, but after the season. And it makes it easier, as we know, to give advice and counsel if you have a relationship with someone, as opposed to you don't have that relationship, but you have the knowledge. They're going to accept it less from you than if you had time, if you've taken the time to nurture that relationship, and now they listen to you a little bit more.
Sidney, I can't wait for Thursday's game. I'm already excited because I still have a little bit of a sour taste in the mouth since the early season battle at TD Garden against those Boston Celtics. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm excited to be talking with you again coming up on Thursday night. Appreciate the time tonight, Sidney.
Well, that game is in the bag. We're just going to mail that score sheet in tonight.
Perfect.
But victory. How about that?
Fax it in, and we don't even have to worry about it at the league office. Sidney, appreciate
night.
It, man. Take it easy.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Sidney Moncrief joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. Simply local lending since 1935. That's the Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, Sidney Moncrief, here with us on the Pick and Save Pros postgame show, talking about your Milwaukee Bucks as they extend their franchise best start to 36-6. They've won 36 of their first 42 games here in 2019-2020, coming off of an Eastern Conference Finals appearance in which a lot of people believed they were the better team. They weren't able to finish it, but did you expect this? Have the Bucks exceeded your expectations so far through the first half of a season? Could you have ever imagined in your wildest dreams of them continuing to dominate and only getting better the way that they have here in 2019-2020? Or do you believe that maybe we're all looking at something that could be still fool's gold. Do you still think that there's room that needs to be improved? And maybe this is a little bit exactly what you did expect. 414-799-1250. If you want to join the conversation, it's the Big and Safe Pros post-game show. We are driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. Austin D on the other side. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, talking Bucks basketball with you on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the game.
Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
This is what they want to happen. A three by Adetokounmpo.
Wide open three.
Yeah, Giannis took advantage of a couple of those tonight. Bucks beat the New York Knicks tonight at Fiserv Forum. 128-102, a 26-point victory for your Milwaukee Bucks, now 36-6 to start up 2019-2020. Could even you have imagined this level of dominance, this level of excellence out of your Milwaukee Bucks? Does even this go past what you expected to see in 2019-2020 for your Milwaukee Bucks? Because I'll sure as hell put my hand in the air and say yes. To see the maturation and the development of Giannis only to get better like a fine wine the way he has in this season of basketball has been incredible to witness. To see the way that the acquisitions of Kyle Korver, the way that Eric Name penned it in his article last week talking about him helping develop and helping still tweak a little bit out of Eric Bledsoe's game and help him with that jump shot that, while tonight necessarily didn't look great, from downtown, I think has looked better. To even see Chris Middleton being more efficient scoring-wise than he has in his career ever, at this particular point being just a hair shy of being a 50-40-90 guy. You're seeing an elevation of play from just about every single guy on the roster, where last year I thought that was a ride that 60 wins is something that doesn't happen all the time. Only to improve on that is incredible to witness. Have the Bucks so far exceeded your expectations going into 2019-2020? I know a lot of the reaction when you hear that question on the surface goes, they can't have yet because we're not to the postseason. We haven't gotten deep enough to the expectation point, right? When we all believed what this year was about and everybody made it pretty well known that this year was going to be dependent, the success of this season was going to be dependent upon what happens in April, May, and June. And if you're playing into June, getting yourself on the doorstep of a title last year only makes expectations rise. And that's a good thing at this point. That's the right part of the trajectory, right? Once you get to that level, the expectations are supposed to rise for your team. They're supposed to rise for your organization. Peter Fagan talked a little bit about where the organization is right now and where they are going here later on into the month. The team going overseas and taking the trip to France, it's tightened up the first half of the schedule, and while maybe they haven't played the most difficult schedule, strength of schedule-wise, opponent-wise, they've been tested a little bit here in the last couple of months because of the tightness of the schedule. They had to build the Bucks' schedule a little differently here in the month because of that Paris trip. It's almost like an abbreviated all-star break that includes a ton of travel that not a lot of other teams are going to have to do. Actually, 28 other teams don't have to go through. So the Bucks have been tested in that standpoint, but also on the adversity side. Going into this season, I wanted to see how the team was going to react to some real adversity, right? Some changing across the team that you are going to be put in uncomfortable situations. They've been tested with injuries. They've missed time. All three of their top players have, while continuing to get better on the floor and win at a rate that is on a historic pace. It's weird to feel like they have gotten marginally better, but how disappointing would it be if this doesn't end in a title? Incredibly. We all understand that. But at this stage of the run, how impressive has it been for you as a Bucks fan? How much have they exceeded your expectations? Individual players. A lot was made about Chris Middleton's contract in the offseason. I believe he has lived up to the billing that I put on him at that level. When you get the all-star status, you're expected to perform to a different level. Believe that Chris Middleton has done most of those, have made most of those strides. He's elevated his game throughout the season, been able to make changes when they've needed to come, and also been a difference maker when it's been vital. Now, has he taken the leap in scoring to average 22 a game? No. But in the opportunities given, they've been able to answer the bell and take advantage. And tonight, just another day where you're able to rip off a page on the calendar and get a W against a team that was lesser than you. And the Bucks take over the New York Knicks early and often tonight as they blew past early. And part of it was capping off the scoring. 18 in the first 4.5 minutes, Brooke Lopez knocked one down.
I played in New York for a couple years, and there's no question the fans want to see Brooke Lopez knock it down a three.
As they did, Steve Novak, in New York. They were impatient when you didn't shoot.
Jim Paschke and Steve Novak on the call. That one from Brooke Lopez made it 15-4. It ended up 18-4 at a 7:36 mark in the first quarter, where it caused a timeout, and then the game started to even off. Knicks made a couple of runs, pulled it to within four, and after one period of play, the Bucks led 29-23. Exploding offensively in the second quarter, started up with Giannis doing his thing.
Watch, that's why it's been hard for these guys to move the ball and get a good look.
Three-pointer out of the combo! 14 points.
And extending it later on in that period was Brooke Lopez again.
Push the pace to get good looks.
Chris Middleton feeds Brooke Lopez at the rim.
Bucks in the second quarter outscore the New York Knicks 36-17 and opened up a 65-40 lead at recess. Into the third quarter, Giannis was able to draw the line. This one got a little dicey, but helped the Bucks end up stretching it to a 30-point lead.
Middleton a good job attacking all night.
He has 25, and now Mitchell Robinson fouls Giannis. Peyton is gone. He got two tees. And Giannis will be shooting three free throws. Fouled behind the arc.
Elfrid Payton, the one that gets ejected there, a part of the conversation there on Fox Sports Wisconsin. Not a whole lot of highlights tonight because the Bucks won with ease, and they should have won with ease. By 26, they beat the New York Knicks, who were without Neal Akina. They were without Marcus Morris, who some people will laugh at the name, but Marcus Morris is having a really, really, really good year and been in the league a long time, so he knows how to play along with another, and the New York Knicks were just outmanned tonight and really had no chance from the jump, and we all knew that. This was not the night that you were anticipating the Bucks to get tested. That's Thursday night. And how big of a game is it coming up on Thursday night? We'll get into that a little bit more coming up here on the Pick and Save Pros post-game show. But first, let's go out to the north side, talk some basketball with Ram. Ram, what's going on tonight, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? I didn't get a chance to see most of the game, but...
You know what happened.
They're playing the Knicks.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, they're supposed to beat the Knicks. Giannis shouldn't even have to play. He should have probably played less minutes, you know, let the bench get clear. Now, like you said, you go in the next segment, talking about the Celtics, that's a whole different animal. You know, so
And it's another team, Ram, that going into the year, you know you're going to have to get past to get to the title. So you might as well be able to make a statement early on. Now, that Boston team is vulnerable at this particular moment. I think they're going to be better once they get later on into the year.
Well, they got three all-stars on their team that can get 30 points on the Bucks. That's a concern I got. They got three guys that can put the ball on the floor, score at the rim, hit the three, hit the mid-range, and they're good defenders. And that's going to cause a problem because you can spread the floor. And like the team that they have lost to in the Eastern Conference, they've only played them one time.
Mm-hmm. And they're all the better teams in the Eastern Conference,
right,
too.
And they got to face these teams. And these are teams that they're going to see in the playoff. But, Baby T, what I want to know is, I know there's a lot of talk about Chris Middleton, but the real reason is what he's being paid and what he's not doing. And we just got to keep it 100. You know, if you're being paid like an elite player, you should be playing like an elite player. And the fan base, I know Twitter goes crazy a lot of times when I say, but I'm only speaking the truth, what I see.
Well,
the games that the Bucks have lost, Middleton hasn't played well.
And, Ram, you know you and I have had good conversations on here. I respect when you see something in formulated opinion, it's your opinion, and people can disagree with it. But if you come in with some conversation points and some facts to it, that's what it is. I think the numbers bear out the way that you put it with Chris Middleton. I agree with you. You expect to see more. But with the opportunities and the flow of the game, not forcing the opportunity and trying to take more than what you need, that part of a fit is great. I understand the money is going to bring up more of a conversation point with his performance. But from right now, I'm not going to be frustrated with the play of Middleton.
Well, I'm going to say this. I just believe that fan base, well, what he's being paid, he's up there like with the Bradley Beal. You know he's going to get 23 to 27 a night. He's going to get that. I don't care who's in front of him. And but Baby T, I just don't think Middleton's not built like that. Because I think by this time, 8 years in the league, you would have known and seen that. But I think, to me, from what I've seen, I watched him play, I think he's pretty much has leveled out. And now they're just trying to, you know,
maximize what he is. Yeah, you're not changing the talent level of Chris Middleton. Now you got to maximize
it. Say forcing it, he'd be forcing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree with you on that.
You don't want them to force it, but the question with the fan base, who some of the old school fans like myself, is why didn't we make more moves? When you say you're going to make a title run, it's just like, Baby T, real quick, I'm going to say this. You saw what happened to the Ravens? That mm-hmm. happened to the Bucks. You'd be a great regular season team, but get to that playoffs, man. That's a whole nother animal, man. You got to be able to make a play. And you got Giannis, but...
Well, and Ram, I appreciate it, man. We'll talk on Thursday, I imagine, too. And the comparison to the Baltimore Ravens, I really, really like. And here's why. The point that I believe Ram's trying to make is when push comes to shove and you have to make a game-changing elite level title type play, the game is hanging in the balance, are you able to make that difference maker move that really Baltimore wasn't able to the other night? Do you see somebody other than Giannis being able to make that play? On the surface, no. But do I trust others to make that play in a Chris Middleton, dare I say, Brooke Lopez, not the way he's played earlier on this year. As much as I love the heartbeat of George Hill, I'm not trying to put the ball in his hand in that situation. But he's probably third behind Giannis Middleton in that order. That part of it is a little scary. To say that the team is vulnerable in that sense is not outlandish. It's not off base. And I don't think... It frankly is, you know, some people call it a hot take. I don't see it as all that flaming hot. It's an understandable belief and an understandable fear that when it gets close and it gets tight at that particular point, are you going to be able to trust somebody else to take that moment, take that shot, be that game changer or be the guy that slows the game down, allows you to get back on track, and then hit the accelerator into a different level. It's a great conversation. Let's go out to the north side again. Stevie D is on the Pick and Save Pros post-game show. What's going on, man? What's on your mind tonight?
This is Stevie D, the Cheesecake King. I had talked to you and Sparky that day about, you know, I had Kevon Looney and George Poole, my students.
Yes.
For driver's ed.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, this is my first time talking to you on this show here. When I try to call in the big show, a lot of times I'm out with students, and I was on hold before, and I was on hold so long, one of my students came out, and I couldn't talk to y'all on the show. So I listen to y'all every day.
Well, I appreciate it, man. So your floor is yours here tonight.
Okay. Now, I was my thing with the Bucks, you know, they talk about the how they are in the regular season, how they are in the playoffs. Same thing with the Brewers and the Bucks. Like, when the Bucks play in the playoffs, if you know when they was up by 15 points twice, you know what killed them? They kept shooting threes instead of Budenholzer making in-game adjustments and saying, you know what? They in foul trouble. They were over the limit with 8 minutes left to go. That's coaching. I play basketball and I coach basketball too. So when I'm watching the game, I'm analyzing what's happening on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And Budenholzer didn't make in-game adjustments. And the Toronto coach, he made in-game adjustments because, remember, he was playing his starters in the beginning a lot, and he wasn't playing his bench players. And then after a while, he started incorporating his bench players. But the Bucks was letting them shoot the threes, and they got their confidence up. So they're hitting the threes, and the Bucks not hitting theirs, even though Budenholzer said, let it fly. Okay, if you're not hitting it, you need to stop shooting them and look at the situation. Say, you know what? We're going to start penetrating and getting fouls, getting more in foul trouble, going to the free throw line, and you're getting their best players out the game because they already got fouls against them. And if you notice the games that the Bucks lost, what happened? The Bucks weren't hitting their threes, and the other team are hitting their threes because they're game planning against the Bucks. They're saying, we're going to have to out-shoot them. So they're looking to shoot threes. And if they're hitting them, then that fits the script with them, with the Bucks.
Well, in being able to not be too prideful in that stance and being able to be flexible on your approach, Stevie D, is key in that sense. Like, I think Budenholzer was too prideful to change that mantra and say, we have an opportunity to attack on the block, getting the ball inside so they can't set up this wall against Giannis seemingly every single time when he's at the top of the key. We got to move him. We got to move him to the block. While that might change your approach each and every game, it might not be the best one for 82. It is the best for tonight. And I agree with you. They were too slow to make those adjustments.
No, that's the thing. Listen, you're the coach. The players, they respect the coach. They listen to the coach. He has to see that, and he has to say, you know what? You're not hitting your three. See, when I'm watching games, a lot of times I don't get to watch some of the Bucks games. I'm out with my students. I do a teenage class from 5 to 7. I do three teenagers after that, so I'm listening to it in the car. And I'm listening to Ted Davis, and I say stuff that he's going to say, and my students say, how do you know he's going to say? I said, I listen to this so many times, I know what they're going to say. I do. I listen to Ted Davis. I mean, he said, Giannis for three, the MVP. You know, I said, because I said, I'm Stevie D, VIP at Potawatomi, in the place to be, chill on P-H-O-N-E. And he said, oh my. That's what I said. I got bars, and I'll be rhyming too. So I'm looking at them, and I'm like, if you got me in foul trouble, you're not hitting your threes. Budenholzer is to come and call a timeout. Listen, it's 8 minutes, something left to go. They got five fouls. We need to start keep going. Penetrate, get inside, get fouled, go to the free throw line. Because if they did that in the playoffs, they would have won against Toronto. They would have beat Toronto. They kept shooting threes. They was missing. Toronto went down hitting theirs. So it was 15. Now the score is going down. You're playing. Now the momentum is switching. And that's the end game. The coach has to do that.
And they were never able to slow the momentum and the feel and the rhythm that one Fred VanVleet got into and never took him off his spot.
He only lost by 5 or 6 points.
Mm-hmm.
Them threes killed them. Them threes they hit killed them, and you wasn't hitting yours. But just imagine you was going to the free throw line, and you had so many good players in foul trouble, but you didn't go at them to get them in more foul trouble, to get them out the game, and you're scoring points at the free throw line too. That's the thing. Like, the one thing I'm just going to say this, because I couldn't talk on the show, but the one thing with the Packers, do you know, Baby Tosh, they have never played where the offense and the defense is clicking on the same in the same game?
Right, a full 60-minute game. They really have not been it for a full time.
Both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing that I want them to try to do. You know, remember Peanut Tillman and them, that they used to punch the ball and strip the ball.
The peanut punch.
Yeah. The Packers never try to go after the ball and try to get turnovers that way. And the biggest thing they need to do is get the crowd out the game and start getting these turnovers and flipping the script on them.
You think they got a chance to beat the 49ers this weekend?
I believe they got a chance to beat the 49ers if Rodgers said, you know what, if he had that mentality of thinking, I think about it every day. You think about it every day. You can beat them. You started off bad last time, fumbling like that. It just went off the rails. So if Rodgers say, you know what, everybody can have a man in the mirror moment. They got to start themselves. Everybody bring your A game. I mean, you could be like Brett Favre when his father died. When I throw you the ball, throw it to me, I'm catching everything. They had a mentality of thinking. And defense, bring that defense. Bring it on Garoppolo. Not when you go for a sack, try to strip sack him, though. We need some turnovers in this game.
You need some big turnovers, no doubt about it.
Knock the crowd out the game.
Stevie D, appreciate it, man. It's great talking to you tonight, all right?
All right, thank you.
Thanks, dude. 414-799-1250 as well. If you want to take a spot as well in line and talk some Bucks basketball, a little bit of Packers football as well. I'm always down. I'm always excited. I'm so beyond juiced for Sunday. Thursday night is like a great appetizer for me as a sports fan, right? Because you get Bucks Celtics. You know that a loss isn't going to kill you. But frankly, as a team, it's one that you really, 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 really don't want to lose because you already lost to them in their building. And guess what? You had a big lead in that game, and you let one slip away, and you could have taken one from them in the first five games of the year. So that's still sticking to my craw. And then tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show, coming up at 3 o'clock, we're going to talk to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru, our guys out at 95.7 The Game. Going to simulcast with them at 3 o'clock. We did this last time. The Packers went out to San Francisco. And they got into us a little bit, and then the 49ers got all over the Packers in the game. So, as Stevie D said right there, you get into them early, you get after them often, and you can get a big victory coming up on Sunday as well. And what a run it would be. Beat up on the 49ers, beat up on the Boston Celtics, two teams that, let's be honest, us in Wisconsin really, really don't like very much. One guy I really don't like in pro sports is the owner of the New York Knicks, James Dolan. I think he's the worst owner in all of pro sports, and it's always fun when the Milwaukee Bucks are able to hand it to the New York Knicks like they did tonight. 128-102. We're back after this talking more. Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, it's the Big and Safe Probes postgame show on 105.7 FM The Fan.
Behold our mortal enemy.
We're keeping an eye on the enemy.
How did the bad guy look tonight?
Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
The opponent looked outmanned, outnumbered, and downright outclassed tonight at Fiserv Forum. Bucks blow out the New York Knicks 128-102. They led by, 25 at recess and were just all over the New York Knicks all night long. Giannis, check out this stat line. Just over 21 minutes of play, 37 points, add in 9 boards and 4 assists, was 3 of 5 from downtown, 12 of 17 from the floor, and 10 of 12 from the charity stripe. Bucks as a team shot 82% from the line, but starters only missed 4. They only missed 4 free throws as a starting 5. Giannis, Middleton, Lopez, Bledsoe, and Matthews. 11 points from Eric Bledsoe tonight on 3 of 9 shooting. 6 of 9 was Chris Middleton. Finished with 17 points. 1 of 2 from downtown. Just maybe not as aggressive as some would like. I think that's where the frustration can kind of lie with that stat line for Chris Middleton. But that's efficient as hell. And being able to take advantage when necessary and when the opportunity comes, that's an impressive run to be able to get that far with what he's been able to do this year so far for the Milwaukee Bucks. For the New York Knicks tonight, though, they were outmanned. Three guys down that play key roles. Dennis Smith Jr., point guard, out with an oblique tonight. Marcus Morris was ruled out with a neck injury as well. He's currently second in three-point percentage, actually right behind the Bucks man that has an opportunity to win the Sixth Man of the Year award. That is George Hill tonight. He was a little bit pedestrian, but either way, Marcus Morris out along with Frank Ntilikina tonight for the New York Knicks, who came in 11-29. They leave 11-30, and the Bucks dog them, go to 36-6 on the year and continue to impress, continue to shine, and continue to just have you saying this after pretty much each and every game.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game.
Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, on The Fan.
Just got word that we're going to hear from Giannis coming up later on in the program, along with the Coach's Corner, as we do each and every night with Mike Budenholzer here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. First, guys, the Are You Kidding Me moment of the game. Just about every single time that Ersan Ilyasova steps onto the floor, it's exciting. He was able to do it again tonight for the Bucks off the bench, lead the scoring off the bench. 14, 6 of 10 shooting, 2 of 4 from beyond the arc, and also got a bit of a Gatorade shower by the teammates when talking to Zora Stevenson after the game.
Ersan, was it finally seeing the home crowd building off the momentum you had on the road? What allowed you all to click offensively?
I mean, we play really unselfish, share the ball. Obviously, sometimes when you play, you know, teams like this with the record, you know, and it's tough, you know, but I think it doesn't really matter who we play against. It
hasn't happened all season to you, so it was bound to happen.
That's why. A little cold. Yeah, I think when we play the right way, it doesn't matter who we play against, you know, and I think it's a long season, and I think we already have season in, and we try to keep the time focused and try to, you know, get to win as much as we can.
The theme tonight inside Pfizer Forum was Prelude to Paris. The trip less than a week away, a game closer to home for you. You're from Turkey. What has you most excited about that experience?
I mean, it's always exciting to go back to Europe, and obviously first time in Paris, you know, it's a huge excitement, not just, you know, for us, you know, the whole NBA community just bring there. Obviously, it's going to be a lot of, you know, the European fans, and I think for us, we just to go there and get a win.
Thanks, Ersan.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, this just personally, Ersan, guys, go back, and I don't know how much video actually exists from it. Go back and listen to how good his English has gotten. Back when Ersan first came over, the first time that he came over to play with the Milwaukee Bucks, I remember having very, very brief conversations with him because that was basically all you could have. Choppy, just unconfident. That dude has settled in very nicely and become a very, very good interview. Open, honest, and insightful. It's really all you could ask for from anybody being in this market, being in this business. That's all you ask, is just somebody to be open and honest. And Zora Stevenson just does a tremendous job having these guys open up and be trusting enough that these guys really do trust what she does, and that they're going to be able to have their stories told and heard in the right fashion there. That is just tremendous stuff from Ersan Ilyasova, who has been doing some pretty good stuff on the floor this year. Throughout the last month and a half, though, Ersan had only taken one charge, which had kind of become his true calling card throughout the early parts of the season. Eric Name was very excited to report a couple of games ago that Ersan did, in fact, get his first charge. It had been since, like, December 7th that he hadn't been able to draw one, or at least get a call for a drawn charge. But Ersan Ilyasova doing everything, a little bit of everything tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks, and yet another victory that they were able to rack up here in 2019-2020. Talking about just how impressive this run has been, we'll hear from the MVP coming up here shortly. But first, let's hear from his head coach.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
You just know Mike Budenholzer's got to be jacked up for where his team is at, but being in this position, do you even think that maybe Mike Budenholzer is a little bit surprised with just how quickly this team has been able to change their style of play and just improve and upon what they did last year? I mean, 2 games away from the NBA Finals is obviously an incredible feat. But then following it up with the best run to start the year by a franchise in the franchise's history, over 50 years of Bucks basketball has been played. And their start right now is historic at 36-6. Wow. Nobody expected them to have any trouble, and they didn't tonight with the New York Knicks. Here's the head coach after the game on The Fan.
Good win for the guys coming off the road trip, the focus, the effort, both ends. Got to play a lot of guys, so it's a good night for us.
Do you come away impressed with your team at all this year that in these games where, you know, it's a game that maybe they should win, they actually come out and perform and kind of take care of business?
Yeah, I mean, I would just say the activity offensively and defensively to start the game. And, you know, New York made a run to, I think it was 6 at the end of the first quarter. But the way we came out, I think that it's a good sign for us. The focus of the guys, it's impressive. And then to do it again basically in the second quarter and go on a big run, have a great defensive quarter, to, I think, be up 25 at half. And so I was, pleased with a lot of things in the first half. And overall, it was a good effort by us tonight.
Coach, there's a difference between pace and playing in a hurry. How do you think your team does with playing fast but not in a hurry?
I mean, tonight I think was a great night for, if you really understand some of the more nuanced things when we talk about pace, where we're talking about coming into screens and getting out of screens and doing it with pace. Tonight was one of the better nights I can think of for us offensively. So, and hopefully we're not in a hurry. It's, I think it's a tribute to the guys. They've been in the system for a while. They're smart. They understand we want to attack and be aggressive. But, hopefully we're not, ever in a hurry, if that's the word.
It feels like with Chris, it was just another sort of under the radar night for him. Scores efficiently, but he threw another lob to Brook, and it seems like over the last month or so, he's been showing off that chemistry with Brook throwing the lob pass, and he maybe is the best in the team at throwing those lobs. Do you think that his passing is underrated at all, and the way you've been able to use him this season?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like every part of Chris's game is a little bit underrated. I think the fact that he's such a great shooter, maybe puts him where, bigs are stepping up, and I think there might be more opportunities for him to make the, but he's got, such touch, and, it's almost like a shot for him. And I think it was him that threw the kind of pass where he kind of lobbed it to Brook, and Brook tapped it to Giannis. That, Chris to Brook is an impressive, read and reaction, and then Brook to tap it to Giannis. That kind of basketball is, those guys enjoy playing with each other.
I know you're used to it. I know the team is used to it. But Giannis in the third quarter, he just has this thing coming out of half. What did you see from him tonight? I think he only played like under 7 minutes and had 17 points in that stretch.
Yeah, no, he's been great. And, it feels like he's mixing in a couple of 3-point shots in the third quarter often, and it's been huge for us. And that's really early in the season, we had some bad second halves, we lost some leads, and I felt like that became a lesson that now is just ingrained in them. And by and large, the focus coming out in third quarters has been good. Giannis obviously sets the tone.
I know last year we talked a lot about the squares and making sure you're in your spots. Do you feel like you guys have kind of found a way to cut behind different spots in the play, find different cuts, back doors? Is that kind of like the next kind of evolution of what you're looking for in the random parts of your offense?
Yeah, I mean, I do think that we've, encouraged it, and the players have taken to it, and we need to be able to slash and kind of create some different spacing and make it harder on the defense, not be totally stationary. And You know, we're getting better, and it's, you know, I think it's something we can keep working on.
This is Mike Budenholzer after the Bucks beat the Knicks on the Fan.
Dragan tonight in the first quarter, just what was the thought process with going with him?
Yeah, you know, I think just the way he's been working, the way he's played when he's gone down or played in the G League has been impressive. And, you know, we decided that Robin would take a night and not dress and, you know, just to have a 6'11", 7-foot guy, give him a chance. He's been beyond great in the weight room, in practices, in the locker room. You know, he deserves a chance to play a little bit, and so it was good for him to get that tonight. Yeah, I thought he was good. You know, it maybe doesn't jump out. I don't think he made a shot, but, you know, the ball moves when he's out there. He rolls and finishes. I think, you know, his rim protection is good. He's long. You know, I think considering, you know, I think even his last G League game, I think, was a while ago. He hasn't played, so I think to go out and play 20 minutes tonight and really kind of, I think, fit in well, I was pretty pleased with him.
That's Mike Budenholzer after the game here tonight. Heard it right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. This hour on The Fan is brought to you by the Thomas Morola Law Office. Divorce, child custody, and any other family law needs? Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola online at morolalaw.net or call him at 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Probes postgame show. I'm Bill Schmid, baby Tausch. Inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios, and we are driven each and every night to be the best we can be by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, and you should be too. And talk about living your best life. Do it driving the car that you've always dreamed of. That's a Mercedes-Benz, let's be honest. We've all always wanted to be in a Mercedes-Benz, and you have the opportunity to be cruising around in one of those right now today. Go to MercedesOfMilwaukeeNorth.com or just go check them out right off Silver Spring Drive. Talk to my man Austin Della, and he can get you hooked up in the ride that you've always dreamed of. Pick and Save Probes postgame show. We're back after this. We're going to hear from the MVP coming up here tonight, along with how big of a game is this coming up tomorrow or Thursday night that you're going to see Bucks and Celtics from Fiserv. Talking about it next here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Yannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
That big round of applause is not for Giannis, it's for Za'Darius Smith of the Green Bay Packers. Chance of go, Pack, go. Giannis enjoying that. He can appreciate the success the Packers are enjoying with the 49ers coming up next.
That's Jim Paschke on the call tonight, Fox Sports Wisconsin. Yeah, the defensive play of the game. While it actually could be the defensive player of the year, Za'Darius Smith in attendance tonight. And my man Za'Darius Smith, by far, actually, at this particular point in time, my favorite Packer on the team, by far. Like, I don't know how, as a Packer fan, you don't watch that dude and just love every second you see out of 55. First off, I mean, just go all the way back into March, signs a huge deal with the Packers, comes over from the Ravens, talks about wanting to be a leader, talking about wanting to be a different culture, being able to bring in winning attitude, a physical brand, and like he's changed that style. The Bucks have had opportunities to, I mean, we all know we've seen different times that you thought, oh man, this is going to be a different era of Bucks basketball. Anybody want to remember the Monte Ellis era of basketball? What about Bobby Simmons? Is that against the John Salmons? Remember how juiced up we were that day that the Bucks signed John Salmons back to like 5 years, $48 million, and Drew Gooden in the same day? And you're like, yes, finally we got an inside presence who can step out a little bit in that mid-range 18-foot game. Drew Gooden then had to start shooting threes like pretty much every other 7-footer that I've ever seen play in the NBA. Now you have to be able to shoot threes. Otherwise, you're not going to have yourself a good job. I will say this, though. The opportunities that I had to watch, Drew Gooden, dude can light it up from downtown. Got a really smooth stroke. I've never seen somebody hit half-court shots like their layups outside of Drew Gooden. Also got some good marital advice from Drew Gooden as well. Interesting, interesting guy. And that type of change of a culture, that type of winning attitude that gets brought in can change the narrative around an organization, right? Once Giannis came in, the narrative changed around this Bucks organization, and then it was own the future. Then you had the Jabari Parker draft a year later, and it was own the future. And you are going to continue to look to the next 3 years and just how great this team was going to be that you developed. Now you're here, and it's let's pounce, right? Now it's win now. There's no more own the future. It is our team, our town, or whatever they want to call it. You know, what was it before? Remember they used to play that song, Our City, pretty much all the time? Was that 2005, 2006? What about the Be Milwaukee slogan that we had as well? That was one of my favorites too. Like, you've seen the different eras. Now it's, the time is now. Now we got to capitalize, and a little bit of pressure gets put on this organization as we're all waiting to see exactly what the MVP is going to do this offseason if he does indeed sign that Supermax. We're going to hear from Giannis coming up here in about 7 minutes from right now on 105.7 FM, The Fan. But Thursday night, you have an opportunity to go up against the Boston Celtics, the number two team in the Eastern Conference, right behind you at 7 games back, 7.5 for the Miami Heat. Those two have exchanged blows back and forth to really represent as that team. But you have a loss on the schedule against Boston, against Miami, and against Philadelphia. You got an opportunity coming up here on Thursday night, national TV, to take on the Boston Celtics and show them what you've been missing, Boston. And the Bucks haven't necessarily had a ton of games against the upper echelon of the Eastern Conference. You get the opportunity to go back and make good on one of those losses you had earlier on in the year, a 116-105 loss. That game also on national television. I believe that was a four-letter network call that they had way back when the Bucks lost by 11. That game was, to say the least, frustrating. Bucks jumped out to a 15-point lead in the first quarter. Really, Boston couldn't hit anything early on. Bucks led it 34-19 after one period of play, and then the script was completely flipped there into the third quarter as the Bucks came out of the break just as cold as ice and got outscored by 20, 38-18 there in the third quarter, and Boston really ended up running away with that W. Giannis in 35 minutes was 8 of 13, 0 of 2 from downtown, 6 of 10 from the free throw line, had 22 and 14. Chris Middleton led the Bucks in scoring with 26, but you had 32 from Kemba Walker, 25 from Jason Tatum, and also in that game, you had no Jaylen Brown. They will be with Jaylen Brown this time. The unconscious number, if I can remember here, was Marcus Smart in that game. He had come off an injury and was back in the lineup and was just unconscious. At one point, I think he was like 5 of 7 from downtown, finished almost 50% from 3. And when you're getting a performance like that, a lot of times people are going to just nod their head, tip their cap, and say, congratulations, that dude was on. That doesn't happen this time around, I don't believe. But what you do get out of Jaylen Brown is going to be a different story, and the Bucks are going to have to be able to keep up with that scoring load coming up here tomorrow or Thursday night at Fiserv Forum when they welcome in the Boston Celtics. And another huge opportunity for you against a team in the upper echelon of the Eastern Conference. While they've played now a half of the season, they haven't gotten those teams in the top rings of the East, the Bostons, the Phillies, and the Miamis, a whole lot here in the first half. They get them very back-loaded, and it starts up with Boston coming up on Thursday night at Fiserv Forum. If you're going to the game, want to know just how big of a game do you think that is coming up on Thursday night? To me, feels like a huge test, primarily because of what happened the last time you had a team of that ilk in the Eastern Conference. It's still sticking in my craw. the Christmas Day game. So go out there, make good on this one and this opportunity, and give Boston a loss and get yourself back to even on the season series with the Boston Celtics, who I made my personal preseason prediction and had it Boston-Milwaukee to decide the Eastern Conference. I think it's going to come down to those two teams in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think Boston is much improved from last year. However, they losing Al Horford, losing Kyrie Irving, I understand. I think Kemba Walker makes that team so much more dangerous with a guy that's going to play inside the role of the offense, be able to be coachable, be approachable, and be a leader. And also, the dude is just a straight winner. He's won absolutely everywhere he's ever been. And I don't expect anything less out of Kemba Walker this year and anything less than his best when he walks into Fiserv Forum coming up on Thursday night. Guys, make 2020 the year that you save some money, right? We all want that to be the case. We all want to make a little bit more money, but we all want to save a little bit more money. And the best way to do that is by making window replacement a part of your 2020 vision. At Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, they are going to help you make your home more energy efficient than it's ever been before in the process that saves you money, right? It makes your house more of an asset. It makes your house and your home, more importantly, just more valuable and safer and sounder and cleaner and more energy efficient means more money in your pocket. And that's what they're trying to do at Pella Windows and Doors. Not only by, if you replace right now, helping you save money with your choice of either 10-year 2.99% APR financing or no interest financing for 18 months on approved credit, but by their work and what they do installing and replacing the leaky windows that are costing you money right now today, their process changes the game. They walk in, they isolate the leaky window that's being removed that moment out. They isolate it from the rest of your house so no other part of your home is affected while they're taking out that one. Replace it in a matter of minutes with the Pella window that you choose, the one that fits your particular taste, whether it's vinyl, fiberglass, wood, whatever kind of finish you need. There's 9 different styles of Pella windows to choose from, and it's going to fit your home because you get to go out and see it for yourself in person at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center. Guys, in Brookfield right now, it's unlike anything else. These windows and doors literally roll out on massive walls that you're able to see firsthand. That will look good on my home. I've been able to check it out and know exactly what I'm looking for. That is what I want. And then somebody's going to come on out to your house in a free in-home consultation that you schedule at PellaWI.com today. And they're going to have an opportunity to come on out to your house, tell you exactly how they're going to replace and install your brand new Pella windows or door. And it's going to save you a bunch of money. And also, if it's your patio door, it's just going to be safer. Because instead, I know my folks, they have a, they had actually just replaced their patio door. And this is how I know. They used to always put these little 2x4s in the back half of the patio door, right? So the sliding glass patio door, and then the slider, you literally put a piece of wood in there to kind of lock it in place. Instead, you just got to tap it with your foot, and it's as secure as any part of your home would be. At Pella Windows and Doors, guys, because they have innovations to blow your mind and continue to change the game, like the roll screen option that you're going to be able to witness for yourself when you go and check them out at their new experience center or online at PellaWI.com today. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. I'm back after this, and so is Giannis Antetokounmpo. We hear from the MVP next, but first, this segment on The Fan is brought to you by Dan McCormick and the McCormick Law Office, your personal injury and back injury or back law, back injury attorneys, your work injury attorneys, the McCormick Law Office, and Dan McCormick. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're talking Bucks basketball with you tonight on The Fan.
What did Milwaukee's MVP do today? Could he be a back-to-back MVP? It's time for the MVP Minute. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bucks win tonight, 126-102. The MVP of the night, brought to you by Chevy each and every night, was Giannis. Stunning, I know. The guy is just insane. Just over 21 minutes of play, had 37 points. Sidney Moncrief was on here earlier on, and if you're on your radio.com app, just go back and rewind that bad boy and hear that conversation. Even the Hall of Famer was just blown away when he heard that. 37 points in 21 minutes. Giannis talked after the game. Bring that to you now here on The Fan.
When it comes to the big picture, what do these big wins do for you all? What does it allow you to do in terms of getting guys rest, stuff like that?
Obviously, it gives everybody confidence because everybody's able to go out there and play. But it definitely gives guys that have play heavy minutes rest. So they can take it off. We can take it off our body and focus on the next one.
On that side tonight, are you thinking the quicker I get a severity, the quicker I thought my life be done, the quicker I can go to the bench and get some rest?
No, I'm just trying to do my job. I just try to be aggressive, try to make plays. You know, especially when you come out with a mindset that thinking about the lead and trying to make the lead go 20 or 30 or 40. That's where you sometimes you mess up the lead. You just got to keep doing your job, and then you look up and you see that the lead is by, we lead by 30, and then you're like, okay, we did our job, so we can sit.
I think both that second and third quarter, you score a bunch of points in a hurry. Just what does it mean for you, to, I guess, closing quarters and then starting quarters to, really come out aggressive?
I'm just trying to be aggressive. The last couple of games, just trying to look, find my rhythm. Play good basketball, try to find my teammates. And, so there's going to be nights that I don't score the ball. There's going to be nights that I feel good and I score the ball more. The basketball gods reward me. But I'm just trying to, play good basketball, try to get better by each possession.
Giannis, you get fouled on the three-pointer. And then it was a five-point play. It turned out with the technicals, and that really was kind of a signature play in the game. When you get fouled on the three, you're feeling pretty good, right?
Yeah, it feels good. That's the first time that ever happened in the NBA. I remember the last game I played against Kifisia. It was a team we were playing the finals, and I shot a three, and the guy followed me. Okay. That was the last time that happened. Someone followed me.
And that was
three.
In Greece?
That was in Greece 7 years ago. So that's pretty awesome. That made my day today. But I definitely don't have that in my game yet. So, let's just stay humble here.
So no points from Chris? Chris is good at that one.
Oh, Chris is definitely good in that one, but I'm not there yet. I'm not done. Chris level, pump faking and getting guys to jump and jump into them. But hopefully, eventually, it's going to come.
So we'll see your reaction on the bench when there's a big play. But when you've got guys like Dragan or DJ or whoever else out there, how much, either if it's inside your head or if it's just out loud, how much coaching are you able to do in kind of just directing guys? Or do you do it at all?
I try to do a little bit, especially when guys like DJ and Sterling and all those guys, they're pretty good in what they do and they know what to do. Dragan, I try to talk to him a little bit, try to make him whenever he sets a pick and roll to on Kyle, he got to roll hard. Obviously, he hasn't played a lot of minutes with us. Just try to make him feel comfortable. But at the end of the day, when they're playing, I just let them play. I don't coach them at all. Just I want them to have fun, especially when we have a lead like 20, 30. Just go out there and have fun. If the game was close, yes, I'll tell them do this, do that, or get this guy a shot, something. That's pretty much it.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane?
It's time for the Wrench and Go Drive of the Game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Push the pace. I get good looks.
Chris Middleton feeds Brook Lopez at the rim.
Bucks utilizing some alley-oops tonight, being able to throw a couple of down and get over and get past the New York Knicks. Really just a little tune-up, right? Nobody expected the New York Knicks to be able to come in here and put up a legitimate fight against the Milwaukee Bucks. The game that we're all waiting for and we all got our eyes on is coming up on Thursday night. Bucks and Celtics right here at Fiserv Forum. Scores elsewhere across the association tonight. leading by 18 at the break. Mavs over the Warriors, 65-47. Clippers right now up 16 at recess over the Cavs at home. Hawks took care of the Suns, 123-110. In Brooklyn, the Jazz beat the Nets, 118-107. And here in Milwaukee, as I said, 128-102, the final. And the Grizzlies beat the Houston Rockets tonight. Yeah, John Morant leads his team to his sixth straight victory. Morant with 26 points, also dished out 8 assists and 5 boards, despite James Harden dropping 41. Hear that again. James Harden with a big night offensively, and his team still loses. I know everyone's stunned when that happens. But the Milwaukee Bucks get their test. Now 36-6. Another one coming up against one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference, and the Boston Celtics team they knocked out after 5 games last year make their return to Fiserv Forum for the first time since that playoff series 1 year ago. My thanks to Sam Schmitz. My thanks to Sidney Moncrief, the Hall of Famer, joining us here tonight on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. If you missed it, go to 1057fmthefan.com. Click on Fan On Demand. Hear it right there or on your free radio.com app, the Rewind feature. You can go right back, time-stamped at 9:27. You can hear our conversation with Sidney Moncrief. Thanks to Austin D on the other side. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out. We'll talk Bucks basketball with you again Thursday night after Bucks and Celtics. See you tomorrow. We're live at 5 right here on The Fan.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.